Well, I think there's, you know, there's quite a few penalties today, you know, on both sides of the football. So that's, you know, we tell the officials, they always ask me, and they, you know, the new ones that come out, you want us to call it just like a game. And, you know, there's no, we always do that. Just do it like a game, because that's the only way you're going to learn. So that's probably my biggest disappointment, that we didn't a little more discipline there. You know, last year we fell off in that area, probably the worst we were since I've been here, and that's just Missouri beating Missouri. So we're going to learn from that. We're going to, you know, there were some good things. There were some, you know, as you well know, when one team does something good, the other team, I can never be happy because I'm not an offensive coach or a defensive coach. So, but working hard, and as I tell our players, it's narrowing down now. It's, you know, Saturday's 14 days till kickoff. So we all got to feel the urgency of, you know, improving and getting better.
Gary, is there a reordering or an anticipated one in the reserve quarterback?
We'll evaluate and like we always do what we do. So,
but seemed like Franklin was, you know, he didn't get on the field real quick. I mean, what was?
Oh, we're just rotating him. I wouldn't have an investigation on that.
Yeah. Ashton Blazer.
I don't think there'd be value in it.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to waste your time.
Thank you.
Have you been impressed with what Ashton's done the last week or so?
Yeah, he's done some good things. Yeah. We analyze all those things, guys. We analyze everything that happens on that thing. So we have who they're going against, what they're doing, and so on and so forth. So, you know, we'll evaluate it all, and we do what we do.
Yeah, I think the quarterbacks as a whole looked a little sharper. It looked like they were getting rid of the ball quicker.
Yeah, a little bit better. I think that we're catching balls. We didn't have very many drops today, you know. And the number one thing you have to do in this offense, you got to play catch. You got to play catch. And so I thought they were a little bit better. But I also think that, you know, that we were catching the football and we were getting continuity. And, you know, you get a bad throw, then a drop ball, and then you get a, you know, then before you know it, there's no continuity. And without continuity in a spread offense, you're in trouble. So I thought we showed overall a little bit of improvement.
Concern? Is there anything going on with Russell?
He's just struggling, you know. But there's competition there. We're going to evaluate that too. So, you know, there's no job protected. Okay, so we're going to evaluate that, and see where we're at, and, you know, he's got to play better, and he's certainly very capable. We all know that, and he's just got to work through it. Kind of a golfer, like, his swings off a little bit, and just got to try to get it back. But I think we all know he's a good player, but you know, he's competing out here too. With Trey, so we'll see what happens.
Is that mechanics or is it more mental?
I don't know.
What do you tell a kid?
I'll send him to a sports psychologist here and try to have it figured out. No, guys go, you know, they deal with things like that. He's going to deal with this. It's going to make him better. I remember senior year. I won't get into that. But, you know, Wolford's senior year, he came out, and the second year, third year that he started, and, you know, came off a great year, and he came off and he missed, like, one or two in the first three games, and everybody's panicked that, you know, this is what's happened to this guy. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with him going through this, because he's going to find out some things about himself if he deals with it right, okay? And he will deal with it right. It's going to make him better. So, you know, that's but there is competition, though, so that's fun to watch.